Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Sick. My name is MJ Omota, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Hopefully everybody's doing good wherever you are, wherever you at, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm good. Like I promised you, we are going to be dropping some album reviews to close out the year, so why not? And hey, let's take it to South Africa. I'm actually really excited about this one. And before we get into it, visit motomotomusic.com. Top right-hand corner, there's a PayPal icon. Click that. Click that icon and donate to keep us moving forward into 2021 and beyond. That's how we keep the lights on for this podcast.
The latest African album review is...
Focalistic has pretty much owned 2019 and 2020 Amapiano, and we all know that. This is my first time reviewing a Focalistic project, and I must say, it's a good one to start with for the Pitori Maradona, as he likes to call himself. Sgubu Says Excellent was released on December 3 by 18 Area Holdings. It has 14 songs, 78 minute runtime, a whopping 16 features, multiple producer placements, including Jazzy Disciples, who I understand are no longer together, DJ Maporisa, Tyler ICU, and more. Actually, you know what? I should mention Vigro Deep, because Focalistic and Vigro Deep, bro, that combination is sick. The album cover to Sgubu Says Excellent sees Foca shirtless with a gold chain and some smoke around his head thereabouts and face, and he's holding three fingers up, both sides like somebody holding a blunt. His eyes are closed, like what would happen when a joint really hits the spot. I'm not saying I've had a joint, but I'm just saying when a joint really hits the spot, you kind of close your eyes. Maybe he's saying what he spits is akin to a strong and relaxing blunt that really gets to you. The cover looks simple, but it's actually quite telling.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The title track, Sgubu Says Excellent, samples some quotables from DJ Ganyani's 2013 smash Shigubu featuring Fiesta Black. That makes the track so relatable without even remotely feeling like the sample. You know, Foca just says, I think the chorus words, and you're like, wait, I know that. And you just start singing along, and that's what happened to me, honestly. The sample adds familiarity more so. It's such a perfect track to start the album with. And it's not your OMG, this is a hit, but more of your damn, the song slaps kind of a vibe. People will love it, but it's only one that sets the tone. You know there's going to be better, especially coming from Foca. Onoroko featuring Ricky Rick, Semi T, and Rhys Madlisa is a song I foresee being somewhat of a cult hit. Firstly, it has the DNA of an Amapiano hit, an Amapiano anthem, starting with the long drawn-out intro. Second, it has Ricky Rick, who seems to be on a resurgent path with strong features and singles of his own all in the last few months. Third, it has Semi T, who hasn't looked back since Labantwana Mauba, then a worthy appearance by Rhys Madlisa. Catchy lines are all over it, and the beat will have you moving in no time. Last but not least, Pitori Maradona shows why he is a wordsmith and punchline king. Watch the numbers for this one, because I think it's going to be big. Sefela is also one of the most dangerous tracks on Sgubu Says Excellent. Don't sleep on this track, and it might surprise you. Much to my joy, track 2 on Sgubu Says Excellent is the huge smash hit Kista, which has been an anthem throughout the longest year in the history of years. Vigro Deep cemented his legendary status with this one. I don't understand much of what is being said on this track, but my soul is connected to it in many ways, more ways than one. Vigro Deep's style of deep bass and prominent kicks is so distinct, and for vocalistic, it just fits like a glove. The two also team up on the song Vrpa. What a title, man. Vrpa. Which is as catchy as hell, especially if you know what a vrpa is. Which one do you drive? This one is a hit, trust me. On the same point, you also get his other hits such as Bleke, Bleke Kikale ya Manyora on this album, and Billion from the Bleke EP from earlier on in the year.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Amapiano songs are naturally long, which sees the longest song on Scubus's Excellent being 7 minutes 13 seconds long. That is a long song. The shortest one is 2 minutes 55 seconds, which gives you an idea of how varied things get on this album. The album feels like it starts with the Amapiano hits and then changes trajectory around track 7 or 8 and goes slightly slower and different. Songs such as Sklama Klama are more inclined to vernac hip-hop, and eventually Foka goes back to the sound I expected throughout the project. Flow-wise, Focalistic is the best I've heard out of South Africa when it comes to a fusion artist. You see, man like Foka can actually rap, and the core of his delivery is built on that. But what he does better than anyone else at the moment is turning the key lines into repeatable sound bites that can carry a song. He offers a level of attenuation in that delivery that really makes him sound so comfortable on any beat. He simply sounds natural and custom made for pretty much every track he's on. That's impressive. Interestingly, Focalistic flexes some of his rap skills on the song Billion, which is, in my opinion, the most unique song on Scubus's Excellent. It is an Amapiano hip hop fusion. I don't know, man, just a concoction, a mix. Would I change anything on Scubus's Excellent? Maybe. For me, it's a couple of things. 78 minutes is hella long, but maybe on my own patience is no longer what it used to be. Considering that there's pure Amapiano and then there's Amapiano fusions with other genres, I honestly, and I humbly say this, I struggle to accept that Foka is not only an Amapiano artist. I haven't quite accepted the everything else Foka, and for that Focalistic, I ask for forgiveness, because I know you're super talented and can do multiple things. It's just that I love Amapiano Focalistic so much, a bit too much. Maybe the sequencing is what eventually made me feel this way. Scubus's Excellent starts off strong, slows down a little bit in the middle, and then picks up again and eventually tails off. Having said that, I would have taken two projects from him on this one: a pure 10 track Amapiano album and an Amapiano EP with like 3 or 4 songs. Ultimately, Amapiano fusion EP with 3 or 4 songs. Ultimately, I do get what he is going for here. By putting it together, he achieves the goal of getting us to listen to how versatile he is and how talented he is, because he himself knows he's more than just the Amapiano guy, you know? A Focalistic is an interesting template for how to mix Amapiano. Sometimes there's a noticeable reverb with a larger room size for the most part, and the rules are not the rules with the genre. Anything goes, and that's part of the allure. Beat-wise, the same applies. That convention is kind of set aside. The main kick is almost always quite soft and really doesn't need to kick or slap, which would leave most people asking, why? Because it's Amapiano. On the mixing and mastering part, I'd say the project was mostly good. There are some songs, especially the non-Ama piano ones, which suggest that this project may have had different hands on gelling it together. I'm not sure if this was the case, but it's challenging to mix different genres. That may be where I'd say a bit of work could be done to enhance things. There's also little nuances, such as on Billion, the song ends on 3 minutes 5 seconds roughly, then there's silence until 3 minutes 31 seconds, so there was like 26 seconds of nothing. Then you move on to the next track and you're like, why? You know?
Album review.
The final thoughts.
No doubt that Focalistic is man of the moment in South Africa and Ama piano circles. He proves it on Scuba Says Excellent. It is his fourth project of 2020. And it won't surprise me if he has more songs already good to go and ready to drop for the remainder of 2020 into 2021. Scuba Says Excellent has many high points, and it's mostly the all-out Ama piano songs for me. That's where I'd say, yeah, I would pick my favorites out of that. Every track in that mold is great or excellent, and that's where Man Like Foka excels. I highly recommend this album to any Ama piano lover. This is what December ordered, my friends. This is what December ordered. Even if we're in lockdown, it's what December ordered. Check out Scuba Says Excellent by Focalistic. It's available everywhere online, and it's good. And that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.